On Saturday, February 15th, the UNB Reds men's hockey team finished their first season under new head coach Rob Hennigar. Hennigar took the reins of Canada's most successful university hockey team after a perfect season in 2023-24 under previous head coach Gardner McDougall. Fresh from their 30th and final game of the regular season, the Reds are 28-2 with a 16-game win streak. I spoke with Hennigar to better understand what's changed and what stayed the same since he took over leadership of men's hockey at UNB.
To pinpoint one thing, I can't really say. So the last number of years, you know, systematically, like if you get down to it, a lot of the systems and all the stuff that we do on the ice, what people would see, would stay exactly the same. Like nothing's changed that way. It would just be more behind the scenes, a little bit of, you know, fun with the players, how we interact with them, little things that we do that, you know, maybe a little bit different from Gardner. He was certainly high energy all the time, and then I'm not trying to be him. I'm trying to continue in his footsteps, but be myself. Keep in mind, I've been here with Gardner for 12 years, so everything I know is from here. So it's not certainly much different. I think if you ask the players, they would say a lot has stayed the same with some new intricacies, but nothing crazy.
To see what players think of the Reds' new leadership on the ice, I sat down with Colton Kramerer, a defenseman who's been with the team for 3 years.
Yeah, honestly, I think a lot has stayed the same. I think Rob's done a great job kind of putting his own spin on the UNB program. Rob's very smart when it comes to the game and technically and that kind of side of things. So he's a big resource for us to lean on as players. And I think Rob, when he was in his assistant coach role, that was kind of his key role, was the video side, breaking down the game for us. GMAC was certainly a big motivator, got the boys going. And Rob's kind of, that's I guess what's been new for Rob is this year he's had to step up and be the motivator, and he's done a good job of that, but also still, you know, a very good hockey mind that, you know, can kind of mix the two together, which has been cool.
I asked Cole McKay, a right winger who's been with the Reds for 3 years, how Henniger's game knowledge plays out on the bench.
Rob, he's very analytical. He's very, one of the smartest hockey minds I've ever met and played for in my life. And so anything that he's kind of, you know, coaching us or telling us on the bench here or there, it's, your ears are open and you just listen. And you find a lot of trust in, you know, having a coach that, has played, been in our shoes at UNB, then also went on to play pro as well.
And both Hennigar and the players I interviewed emphasized that upholding UMB's legacy of hockey excellence helped ease the transition between head coaches.
There's some new things, but obviously a ton of old things that we've kind of continued the tradition here. And that's our job, is to build upon the tradition that's already been here. So, it's a rich history. Obviously, the last 20, 25 years of what, you know, Mike Kelly in 98 kind of instilled. Gardner did it for 25 years. He came here in 2000 to last year. So over that time, there's been a ton of success, and just trying to build off that and the players that have come before us, the coaches obviously that came before us. And then just, you know, the history speaks for itself, the banners and, you know, up in the rafters and things like that. And we just, my job is to grow the players, but also for them to remember what, you know, the players that have came before and done such a great job to get the program to where it is. You look across the country, not everyone has what we have. We're lucky, big crowds, great rink, all this stuff. So we're fortunate.
The players I interviewed echoed Hennigar's sentiments. Here's Colton Kramerer again.
They've built the foundation, those players before us. We talk about them. They're every day, their names come up. If you walk around the dressing room, see that there's a rich history of players before us that, you know, have built this program into what it is today. And now it's our job to protect that. So.
And Cole McKay.
You know, I think everybody will tell you that the culture here at UMB runs pretty deep. It started with, the coaches and players and the decades and decades before us, and it'll continue on after, we're all gone. But, you know, UMB is second to none. Their track record speaks for itself. And Gardner at the time recruited me and Rob, and everything they said has been, word for word. There's not a word of a lie. You come here, you get better every day, like I said. You're here to win. You get better as a person, a player.
Finally, to better understand the Reds men's hockey team's legacy and its future under Hennigar's leadership, I asked what makes university hockey different from other leagues in a similar age group.
over time, since when I joined as a player back in the early 2000s to now, it's gotten better and better every year. The coaching's got better. The players have gotten better. There's more players. Like before, it would be maybe two lines of major junior, a line of junior A, and then you didn't know what your fourth line was, kind of thing. And now it's like the top teams are all major junior throughout their lineup. The level is higher in some regards to the CHL on the top teams for sure. You're obviously lacking the NHL draft picks and the high-end talent like the Connor Bedards or Connor McDavids or whoever it may be. But you have consistently deeper lineups because you can kind of handpick who you want. There's no draft, right? You're not hoping to get players. There's no trades. You can kind of go and get who you want. You don't have 17, 18-year-olds. You have 20 to 25-year-olds. So the age gap is a big difference too. Stronger, faster, bigger. And then you play less games. So the 30 games is just way more intense. You play 68, or I believe now 64 in the CHL. Here, 30, you got to rev it up every night. There's no days off. There's no 3-3 where the third game, you're kind of just waiting the waters to touch. We're ready to go every day, and that's the biggest difference. So when you get to see a game at this level, I always find it's a little bit more intense than, you know, maybe game 53 of 68 in the CHL.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.